奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午见证聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this afternoon's service testimony.
我们在开始之前，我们先来唱一首诗 345首。
Before we start, let's sing a hymn 345.
尽量安排一次的见证会。
Every time when we have a spiritual convocation, we try to arrange at least one testimony session.
有时候我们道理听得很多。
Even though we hear many teaching in the words.
有时候我们听听别人的见证呢，也对我们在信仰上面有很大的帮助。
It helps us sometimes to hear the testimonies from other people. It helps our spirituality.
那我们在见证会之前，我们先跪下来祷告。 求神来带领我们这个小时的聚会。
Let's all kneel down, pray before the testimony so that God will guide us through this 1 hour's testimony.
求神的灵亲自来感动来这里做见证的，以及我们所有在场的所有的弟兄姐妹跟我们的朋友。
May the Spirit of the Lord move the brother who is going to give the testimony as well as brothers and sisters who are here.
我们现在就一起跪下来。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
每个人信仰的过程可能都不太一样。We
all have different journey in our faith.
但是有一点共通之点，就是在我们的信仰的过程之中，我们一定能够经历过神在我们身上的恩典跟痕迹。One
thing in common for every one of us is that we all have experienced the blessing and love from God.
那就好像保罗跟我们劝勉说，我们靠着爱我们的主。
Just like Paul has mentioned that with the help of God, we can conquer everything.
的确神爱我们每一个人。
Indeed, God loves every one of us.
我们常常必须要去思念神在我们身上的恩典。
And we have to often ponder, think about the blessing that God has given us.
那今天我们想请侯洪泽弟兄来为我们做见证。
Today, well, I'd like to ask Brother Ho to testify for us.
他最近就在我们圣河西这边来上神学的课程。
And he's been with us for a while to attend the theological training class.
在他的身上也有很多神的恩典。
And God has shown many blessings on him.
现在我们就请侯弟兄来为我们做见证。
So now I'd like to invite Brother Ho to come up here to testify.
在我开始做见证以前，请大家低头一起来默祷。
Let's all bow and pray in silence before the testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'd like to bear testimony here.
要在这边做见证，其实比上来领会还紧张。
It's actually more nervous for me to get up here to bear testimony than to give a sermon.
然后求主耶稣的灵帮助，能够让小弟在这个小时里面能够跟大家来分享主耶稣的恩典，跟小弟所领受到的。
I ask the help of Lord to be with me this hour so that I can share my blessing from God with you here.
因为当我们在上来领会的时候，在讲神的道理。 但是在这里，圣经是在讲自己亲身的经历。
Normally, when I come up here to give a sermon topic normally is about the love of God. Here, however, I talk about the love of God on myself.
那我想大部分的弟兄姐妹在这里可能对我们几个学生在这里应该 不陌生了。
I believe that most of us have already are quite familiar with the several theological training students here.
那小弟叫侯宏哲，我从小是住在台湾嘉义县那个中南部一个乡下。
My name is Dick Ho, and I grew up in Taiwan, a countryside in the mid-south region.
那今天的见证想要跟大家来分享我这一生到目前为止的经历，然后怎么信主的，那为什么出来想要当传道。
So here I would like to share with you my life's experience so far and how I came to make the decision to become a pastor.
那从小在乡下长大，一直到在家里，一直到国中毕业，离开家到外地去读高中。
I grew up in the countryside until my middle school when I left home for to attend high school elsewhere.
然后我到另外一个地方去读大学。
And I moved to another place for college.
后来到台湾的北部去工作了三年。
After college, I went to northern Taiwan to work for 3 years.
在1993年秋天，蒙主耶稣的安排，有机会到美国来读书。
In the fall of 1993, with the arrangement of God, I came to the U.S. to study.
然后从台湾一个很热的地方到美国去了一个非常冷的地方，甚至很多美国人都不知道那在哪里的地方。
From a place in Taiwan which was very hot, I came to a place in the U.S. It's very cold, a small place that not too many people even in the U.S. they know about this.
我93年秋天的时候到北达科塔州。
So in the fall of 1993, I went to North Dakota.
我想那是一个很偏僻美国中西部一个乡下。
It's a quite remote place in the countryside.
很多美国人可能一辈子也没有去过那个地方的。
I believe most of the American the people they never been there in their whole life.
不过我们在座有几位弟兄姐妹曾经去过。
Interestingly, there are quite a few of us here. They have been to that place.
我想赵弟兄曾经去过，叶弟兄也去过。
And Brother Chao and Brother Ye are among them.
梁传道也曾经去过那里访问过。
And Pastor Liang has been there visiting us.
那个地方是美国最冷的地区。
It's the cold, one of the coldest places in the U.S.
曾经的记录哈，在它那个冷到，如果加上温气哈，到负九十几度了。
The record lowest temperature wind chill factor considered as the lower than minus 90°F.
那我从台湾一个很热的地方到那里，第一年实在是非常的不习惯。
So from Taiwan to that place is the first year was very miserable for me.
很多人就问我，那怎么会去那个地方啊
？So people would ask me why do you want to go there?
那里有教会吗
？Do they have a church over there?
那地方是到底在哪里
？Where is it after all？
已经被问过很多次的。
I had this question asked me so many times.
那我在那个地方一住了九年。
So I end up spending 9 years over there in North Dakota.
那今天就来跟大家来数算这一段日子在从台湾从小时候信主，然后怎么到美国来。在那边读书，那蒙主耶稣的安排，主耶稣的恩惠，今天能够站在这边跟大家分享主耶稣的恩典。
So today I'd like to share with you all the blessing I've received from God ever since when I was little in Taiwan that I came to believe in the Lord, to when I moved to the U.S. and now I'm here to share with you.
So 我在北达科达州待了九年之后，我在2002年到南加州去工作了一年。
So after 9 years staying in North Dakota, in year 2002, I went to Southern California to work.
在2003年的八月，我从南加州搬到科罗拉多州。
In August 2003, then I moved on to Colorado.
所以现在我的家庭就住在 Boulder, Colorado.
That's why my family still lives in Boulder, Colorado.
我有两个小孩。
I have two children.
一个14岁女儿，一个5岁的儿子。
1 14-year-old daughter and 1 5-year-old son.
那当弟兄姐妹知道说我们正在接受神学训练的时候，很多人都会问说：“哎，为什么你要当传道？”
So now I'm here attending the theological training. So people ask me, "Why do you want to be a pastor?"
那通常我都会跟他说：“这说来话长。”
So I would tell them this is a long story.
因为这不是三言两语可以讲得完的。
You can't finish within a couple of sentences.
所以很多人的问题我都没有回答。
So I didn't really answer their questions.
但是其实只有一句话，就是神的恩典。
There's only one thing I can tell them is that this is the blessing from God.
那当周是在问我说能不能利用这个机会，在联会的时间来为主耶稣做见证的时候，我实际上是有点迟疑。
So when Deacon Chu asked me whether I can share my experience with everybody here in the testimony session, I hesitated a little bit.
因为我想，我们要在这边受训，要在这边待6个月，那还有很多机会，那所以我就请周执事说，是不是找其他弟兄姐妹，如果有有的话，可以先请他们做见证。
Because I figure, since I need to be here for a total of 6 months, and there are so many different chances that we can share.So I asked him whether he can find anybody else to do it this time.
很可惜的，我跟他建议的几个人都已经做过见证了。
Unfortunately, the many of the recommendations I gave him, they are already given the testimonies already.
那我想，既然我们这几个学生在这里接受弟兄姐妹的爱心招待这么久的时间，这是应该这个时候来为主耶稣做见证，来分享神的恩惠。
And I thought about it since I.A few of us receive so much love from the brothers and sisters here for so long. It's my duty to come up here to share testimonies with you.
那首先我来跟大家分享我怎么信主的。
So first of all, I'd like to share with you how I came to believe.
我想我们很多人今天在这里都是从小信主的，但是有部分的人是后来才信主的。
I believe most of us who are sitting here came to believe with their family when they're young. But some of them came to believe later.
那我个人的信仰，我们的家其实是从我的外婆开始信主。
The faith in our family started from my grandmother.
那大概是在45年前的时候。
And that was about 45 years ago.
当时我的外婆她正值中年，大概45岁。
And my grandma was 45 years old at that time.
她是一个虔诚人。
She was a very devoted Christian.
我在当时候嘉义县那个乡下那个地方的人呢，几乎都是。每一家都是拜拜的。
In the countryside in Jiayi at that time, almost every family they worship idols back then.
如果是信基督教，那是一个很大的事件。
If one of the families turn to Christianity, it will be a shocking news for everybody.
每一个村落都有好几间庙。
Every village at that time they have a couple of temples for Buddhas.
几乎每一个家庭都有神坛在拜拜。
And every family will have an altar for the Buddhas so that they can worship them.
当时我的外婆，她很努力的在拜她的神。
And my grandma also, she worshiped her Buddha very fervently.
她非常的谨慎的遵循这个祖先的教导，怎么拜，怎么准备，她一一照着去做。
And very, very carefully, she will follow the elders how to worship her ancestor, and every step of the way, she will be very careful.
可是当时候他遇到很多的灾难呢，这个一直求神啊，求他的神明啊，都没有回答。
However, she encountered many, many difficulty, and no matter how she asked, there was no answer for her.
特别是他身体患了许多的疾病。
Especially, she had some trouble in her health.
在那个时代啊，在40-50年那个时代生病，在乡下，那简直就是不知道怎么办了。
And around that time, 45 years ago, if you had a disease, if you live in the countryside, there's almost no way for you to get out.
那当时我的外公他是一个无神论者。
My grandpa, however, at that time, didn't believe in any God.
他不相信这些神明，所谓的神明能够帮助他。
He didn't believe that those so-called gods can help her.
所以当我的外婆在生病的时候，我的外公他花尽他所有的钱。去找最好的药，要来医我的外婆。
So when my grandma felt sick, and my grandpa spent all his saving trying to find good doctors and good medicines, trying to help her out.
那同一个时间，我外婆更虔诚、更努力的去要去寻找神明。
And at the same time, my grandmother became even more fervent in trying to find some God to help her out.
她甚至想说，这个神哦，既然我这样拜，这样子拜都还不够，神都还不会感动，那我是不是应该来吃素啊？然后把所有的精神时间呢、啊，都用来拜神，然后就求能够求神明能够来怜悯她这样。
She figured maybe she wasn't, after all, fervent enough. Maybe she should start become a vegetarian or doing something more extreme to please her God.
可是情况没有改善，反而越来越糟糕。
Things, however, got even worse.
另外呢，我的外公就更努力的去找医生找药。
And that makes my grandpa even trying even harder try to find good doctors or good medicines.
在那个时候，真的是已经。觉得说人生实在是没有什么亮光了。
That time is almost toward the end of their life, they're losing their hope.
所以我的外婆她就心里面很忧愁的说：“这个到底怎么搞的？这个是平安的神到底在哪里呢？”
So my grandmother started to wonder where that God who gives peace to us, where is he?
如果他所拜的神是真正的神，为什么？神都不会都无动于衷，都对他所付出一点都没有反应呢
？If the God she was worshiping was the true God, how come there was never any response from him？
就在这个最无助的时候
，at that most helpless time，
就像圣经讲的哦，那个人是坐在死荫黑暗里面，有一道光突然出现了。
Just as mentioned in the Bible, when this person lives in the shadow of death, death, and all of a sudden a ray of light came upon her.
在一个偶然的机会，她听到说，哎，有一个基督教团体呢，在一个镇上在义诊。
Just by coincidence, she heard the news that there was a Christian group in the town center, giving out free medicines to people.
对，那之后她想说，那就去参加看看呢。
So she decided to give a try.
她去了才听到说，哦，原来他们是在传福音，在布道。
When she arrived, she realized that actually they were just preaching the gospel.
她第一次听到说，哎，真神耶稣基督，他是创造宇宙天地的主宰。
And that was the first time when she heard that the true God is the creator of the whole universe.
那这位神呢，他愿意赐给人家平安。
And this God is willing to grant peace to everybody who seeks.
哦，这个消息是大好消息。
And this is indeed a very good news for her.
所以她马上就说，那这样这个神我要。
And at that moment, she decided that this is the God that I want.
因为这个平安就是她在寻找的。
Because after all, this peace is what she was looking for.
她很高兴地跑去跟那个牧师说：“哦，你这样的道理实在太好了，你不用到我家来讲给我听。”
So she was very happy and came to the preacher, asking whether you can come to my house to explain more detail to me.
那牧师跟她说：“哦，你们家住那么远。”
The preacher told her that your place is too far from here.
只有你们一户哈。这个人太少了。
If there's only one household, it's not worth my trip.
你如果去找五家哈，到你们家来，那我就去。
If you can find another five household together, then I'll go visit.
我外婆那时候想哦，你要是哪里是找五家来听道理
？Was what my grandma started wondering where do I find five different families to come together to listen to the sermon?
他那时候想说，好，没关系，找不到五家，那时候我说你每个礼拜来这边参加你们的布道会也可以啊，找不到啊。
And because she couldn't find five families, she decided just to come every week to attend their service.
那后来，他这样就回来连续参加了几次他们的布道会。
So she continued to attend their evangelical service for a few times.
有一次，因为 我外婆家那时候是在开碾米工厂，就是碾米厂，就是在卖米的。
So my grandpa was in the business of selling rice at that time.
所以他接触过很多客人。
So he had the opportunity to get in touch with many different customers.
那时候其实我们真耶稣教会已经传到我们家那个附近去了。
At that time, the True Jesus Church has already spread to where we lived.
其实当时我们的真教会在那个地方已经存在了大概已经快40年了。
At that time, the church has actually been around for over 40 years.
30多年了。
Almost 40 years.
那可是什么？她从来没有听过说有信耶稣这件事情。
However, she had never had the opportunity to hear about believing Jesus.
刚好有一次，有一客人从隔壁村来的，那来买米，那在闲聊当中知道说啊，某某人想要去信耶稣。
So one day, he had a customer from a neighboring village coming to tell him that this customer realized that somebody was here interested in believing Christ.
他就跟我外婆介绍说，你就要信耶稣哦，你就跟我去就好了。
So he told my grandmother, if you want to believe in Jesus, just follow me.
我们这个教会哦，有圣灵。
We our church have Holy Spirit.
而且我们是守礼拜六的。
In addition, we worship on Saturdays.
按照圣经是守礼拜六才对。
And this is according to the Bible, the truth.
而且有圣灵哦，圣灵会帮助我。
And also we have Holy Spirit that can help us.
哎，那听一听，那你们教会在哪里？
So then my grandma asked where the church was.
他就跟他说在某一个地方。
So this customer pointed her to the direction.
其实离我们家住的地方也不是很远，但是也不是很近。
Was not too far from where we live, however, it wasn't too close either.
可是因为有一些信徒一起，所以他们星期六的时候，安息日就走路，一群人呢就这样走到教会去聚会。
Because there were quite a few other believers on Saturdays who just walk over, took them a while.
那时候，当我的外婆第一次跟着信徒走路到会堂去的时候
，So that was the first time when my grandmother walked with other believers to the church.
她到了那个地方哈，发现说一进会堂，她整个人的心哈，就好像一块大石头突然放下来。
And once she entered the chapel, felt like the heavy burden just dropped.
那听了，她听开始听道理。
She started to listen to the sermon.
听了道理，让她非常的感动。
And she was really touched.
那她整个人非常的快活，真的是没办法形容。
The whole being is so happy that it's beyond any description.
就在那第一次的聚会里面，她就决定说：“我要来信耶稣了。”
So in the first service, she decided to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
我不要再拜拜了。
I would no longer worship the idols anymore.
不要再当偶像的奴仆。
I would no longer want to be the servant for those idols.
她那当下，她就决定我要信耶稣。
So that day, she made the determination to believe in Jesus Christ.
感谢神，这是神的感动。
And thank God, this is the moving from God.
从那个时候开始，哎，因为她想要信，所以那个时候教会就开始安排家人聚会，到我外婆家来家人聚会，来传讲福音了。
And because of this experience, the church decided to hold family service in my grandmother's the house.
当时我外婆家，外婆还有六个小孩子在家里。
At that time, my grandma had six children in their house.
那时候我的妈妈已经嫁出去了。
And my mother already married that time.
那嫁出去就是别人的啦。
And once is married, it belongs to somebody else.
那可是因为我妈妈嫁的地方，我们婆家跟娘家就很近啊，就是同一个村落。
Because my mother's parents-in-law lived quite close in the same village.
那个我外婆她决定要信耶稣之后，她就把那个消息告诉我的妈妈。
So when my grandma decided to believe in Christ, she told my mother the news.
那我妈妈她开始去参加家庭聚会。
So my mother decided to participate in the family service as well.
那就听到道理了。
And after she heard the sermon,
那个时候。我的外婆决定信主以后呢，主是恩典，真的是像他圣经所说的，他的应许啊。他说愿意来就近光的呢，就要领受恩典，充充满满的恩典。
Just as the Bible mentioned, for those who are willing to draw close to the light, blessing will be upon him. And my grandma received countless blessings from that point on.
那个时候，经过很短的一段时间查考，那个他的一些病啊。主耶稣都一一把他医好了。
After a very brief period of studying the Bible, the Lord Jesus healed her for her many different sicknesses.
他以前要花好多时间、好多精神去求神、去吃药，现在都不用。
In the old days, she would have to spend so much time going to different doctors and asking for different idols. Now she didn't need to do any of those anymore.
就凭着很单纯的信心，传道说你就靠信心去祷告求神，哎，神就真的垂听了。
And the pastor told her, just pray out of your pure faith, and God will listen.
所以在1964年的时候
So in year 1964,
我的外婆那时候她带着六个小孩
My grandma with her six children,
六个小孩一起受洗
They all came to They're all baptized together.
有两个人例外,
with two exceptions.
一个就是我的妈妈,
one is my mother.
因为她已经嫁人了,
because she was married already.
她管不到了,
because that's out of my grandma's control.
那一个是我外公,
another is my grandpa.
我外公是个无神论者,
who is an atheist.
那可是我外公他虽然不信神啊,
even though he did not believe in any God,
他看到他的妻子的转变, 看到主耶稣的恩典,
when he saw, noticed the transformation of his wife,
他也觉得, 诶, 这个不一样啊, 信耶稣之后, 这个整个家庭啊,
he
started, 气氛都不同了,
realized that, oh, this time is different. And once she believed, the whole household, the atmosphere has changed.
可是他自己是乐在其中啊, 不过他还是不信啊,
even though he enjoyed what had changed, however, he still did not believe.
所以如果有人说, 我看到神迹主要相信的, 那个其实都讲空话。
So if you tell me that if people see miracles, they will believe, I don't think that's true.
今天很多人, 真的看到神迹, 即使在家里面看到, 他都不相信。
There are so many people today around us, even though they see miracles happening in their family, they still would not believe.
除非这个神迹发生在自己的身上。
Unless this miracle happens on himself.
这是为什么我们说信仰是要靠体验。
This is why we say that faith is, faith grows out of your own experience.
当时候在家人聚会, 我的外公他也参加。
At the time when we have family services, my grandpa would attend as well.
他是在听啊。
He was listening.
他理性上知道, 哎, 这个神也不错啦。
In the concept, in theory, he knew that the God was quite good.
叫他信, 嗯, 不用,
if
不用,
you ask him to believe, however, he would decline.
可是一直到隔一年,
until a year later,
那个时候我外公自己生病了,
that time my grandpa himself fell ill.
这次换他了,
this time is his turn.
他得了乌角病, 乌角病就是脚变黑啊, 一种重金属中毒的病,
he is poisoned with heavy metal that his food become blackened.
那种病是我们那个地区特别有的,
and this is a particular to that area at that time.
因为是 水重金属污染的深污染的这个水源。
Because the local factory has contaminated the water source for the Valley Village.
那我自己外公他得这个病之后呢, 他一开始是找了好多那个医生啊药啊来医治这个病。
So when my grandpa had this disease, he tried to find doctors around him to try to heal him.
可是没有好就是没有好。
And nothing can help.
我的外婆就跟他说，你去祷告靠主耶稣吧。
My grandpa would tell him just to pray and rely on Jesus Christ.
那第一次呢，很好，试试看。
So first time he said, okay, I'll give it a try.
他一祷告之后，他那个脚啊，不然脚是会烂掉的。那他的祷告完之后，隔一天呢，他发现说，哎，不错，已经有比之前更明显，很明显的进步。So
first time actually he prayed, the next day he realized some noticeable improvement of his condition.
第二天想说这个大概是这个我这个换这个药不错吧。
So second day he thought maybe the medicine I took yesterday was good.
他这样想之后，马上那个脚当天晚上又开始恶化。
And the same night his condition got worse.
结果呢，就跟他说，这个不是这个药厉害，是神医好你的。
So he was told to him that it was not the medicine but God who healed him the first time.
诶，在这样祷告哈，在。 他那时候就已经感觉到说，真的，这个神不是开玩笑的。The
time he realized that it's no joking matter, this God of him.
第二次，他自己把心放下来说，好，我现在就来靠神，我把药拿掉了。
He took away all the medicine, decided to wholeheartedly pray to God.
就这样子，他那个乌角病没有靠医生，就靠祷告好了。
And just like that, without any help from doctors, his problem was healed.
当时候的很。 我在我们那个地区，很多人是因为乌角病把脚锯断的。
The time many people will cut their limbs because this is a problem.
这个神迹发生在我自己的外公身上。 他屈伏在神面前。
And this miracle happened right on my grandfather's, on himself, and I personally saw that.
所以隔年在1965年的时候。 我的外公接受洗礼。
So in the next year, 1965, my grandpa was baptized as well.
好了，他现在全家剩下一个。
Now the whole family is baptized except for one.
哦，我自己的妈妈。
That was my own mother.
那1964年的时候，我妈妈刚好怀有我姐姐，大概 六七个月的时候，她来开始慕道。
So in year 1964, my mother was pregnant with my sister, and she started to come to learn the truth.
从那个时候开始，她开始在来参加教会，找机会参加教会的聚会，找机会参加才能聚会。
So she will find any chance to come to attend services in the church.
可是，在同一个时间，她的逼迫也来了。
However, at the same time,
逼迫就来了。
Persecution came to her as well.
因为那时候我妈妈她听到自己的父母亲的这些看到这些见证呢，她很高兴的要把这个好消息传给我的爸爸妈妈，我的爸爸跟我的奶奶。
So at the time when she saw those things that happened in my grandpa grandfather's place, she told those good news to my father and also my fraternal grandmother.
可是哦。他没有想出乎他的意料之外，发现说，诶，因为他想说这个是个好消息啊，那讲给人家知道是很好啊，因为就是传福音嘛。哪知道说所得到答案是不可以，而且是从此是严严的禁止。
And she was thinking that this is good news. After all, it's nice to spread out. However, the answer from my father's family side was no. You can never go there.
从那个时候开始，就开始一场很长期的这个信仰的征战。
And from that point on, a very long-term spiritual battle started.
那个征战到目前为止已经进行了45年了。
And has been going on for 45 years until now.
仍然在进行当中。
And still going on.
但是这个炮火已经没有像以前那么猛烈了。
However, the fire is not as strong as before, even though it is still going on.
然后年轻的时候，这个讲话比较大声，然后脾气比较大。
When they were young, they used to argue in a very loud voice.
但是当人年纪比较大以后呢，讲话就比较小声了。
When they grow older, however, their voices die down.
力气也比较少了。
Their strength go down as well.
但其实最重要的是主耶稣的开路了。
What's most important is, however,the guidance of Jesus Christ.
所以从我出生开始，我的家庭就是在这样一种信仰征战的环境里面长大的。
So that's why you can see I grew up from this family of spiritual battle.
那从那个时候，每一天自从我开始懂事以后呢，我的家庭就是在一个循环里面一直度过，是每一周的安息日，就是一个冲突的开始，然后也是一个循环，每一周就这样进行。
So from the point I started to remember things, used to have this life of cycles. Every Saturday we'll have this conflict, and then dies down, and next week start all over again.
主耶稣在马太福音里面讲一句话。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus mentioned one thing.
马太福音四章里面他说：“不要你们想不要来说我来世上太平了。”
Jesus said, "Do not think that I bring peace to this world."
他说我来不是叫地上太平，是叫地上动刀兵。
I came to the world not to bring peace, but to bring battle.
那人的仇敌就在自己的家里。
Your enemies are in your own family, in your household.
可是主耶稣他后面最后讲一句话。
In the end, Jesus also mentioned.
他说为我世上生命的将要得着生命。
Those of you who sacrifice life for me will gain your life.
这是一个事实。
This is the truth.
所以当我出生以后呢，我的家庭就是像刀兵一样。
So ever since the day I was born, my family was in a mode of fighting.
其实刀动刀兵是打仗好像双方的，其实大部分的时间都是单方向的。
In the real battle, the firepower will be from both sides. However, in my family, it's mostly one way.
因为信主耶稣的绝对都是大部分的情况下都是忍气吞声。
Because in most every cases, those who believe in the Christ will be the one who suffer.
因为这是主耶稣的教导。
Because this is the teaching from Jesus Christ.
要用好的品性，那好的行为把脏污感化。
We have to use our good character to pray to move the other party.
所以当时候我的家庭。因为这样一个要信主耶稣起了很大的风波。
So because of this, believing Christ, our family has gone through many stormy situations.
可是信主要得救恩是要付出代价。
So in order to believe and to be saved, we need to pay a price.
这个代价就是说，一个人是不是要爱主耶稣胜过爱自己的家庭？
The price you have to pay is whether you need to decide whether you love your family more or you love Christ more.
如果没有，如果一个人愿意妥协，那么很难得到这个恩典。
If you're too willing to sacrifice, to compromise, then it'll be very difficult for you to receive the blessing.
所以那个时候，我的母亲她在持守信仰这件事情，她给我一个立了一个很好的榜样。
So at the time, my mother set up a very, very good example for me in holding on to your faith.
因为那个时代，其实我自己的家庭，如果我撇开信仰来说，是一个非常和乐的家庭。
Actually, aside from faith, my family was actually quite a harmonious family.
那是当我长大以后我才发现的。
That was only when I found out only when I grew up.
那有一次我的同学一起到我们家去吃饭。
So one day,
我小学同学
some of my friends in elementary school came to my house to have dinner together.
那因为我们在家里吃饭的时候总是会有说有笑啊。
And of course, we talk about things and have a few laughs on the dinner table.
常常在吃饭的时候，大家都很快乐。
And it's a joyous situation when we get together to eat.
所以有时候就会讲得哈哈大笑的。
Sometimes we'll laugh out.
那这样一个在吃饭一个很和乐的情况，让我的同学好羡慕。
It's a very nice and harmonious family. My friends actually was very envious.
因为我的同学他的父亲比较严肃，所以他们吃饭好紧张。
Because his family is a very his father is a very serious man, and when they eat dinner, they will have a very serious.
他吃饭的时候通常都是赶快吃完赶快走啊。
And they will just hurry up and finish and then leave.
所以他看到我们在吃饭这种情况，他就好羡慕。他说：“我都加入，我像这样不知道多好。”
So when he noticed how we enjoy our dinner together, and he said it would be so nice if we would be like yours.
可是其实他不知道星期六所发生的事情了。
That is before he knew about what happens on Saturdays.
星期六的时候就是安息日。
Saturday is our Sabbath.
那每一周的安息日都是一场征战。
Every Saturday there will be a battle.
因为我的母亲坚持说应该要去守安息日，要聚会。
Because my mother will say we need to go to service to observe the Sabbath day.
但是我的爸爸他知道他今天会安息日，所以他特别在等他。
So my father also knew that this is the Sabbath day and he's waiting there for her.
他特别安排很多工作让他做不完。
He tried to arrange tons of work for her to do so she couldn't finish.
我忘了跟你们交代一下，我家其实是种田的。
I forgot to mention that we are all farmers.
所以我从小在乡下长大。
So I grew up in the countryside.
那你知道种田的人很辛苦。
And to be a farmer is a very difficult, it's a difficult job.
农民没有休息的，没有哪一天是假日的。
Farmers they do not have any holidays.
他真的是七天一个礼拜，365天。
It's a truly 7 days a week full time job.
可是，在这么一个很努力的工作里面呢，其实所获得的是很少的。
However, with this kind of hard work, the gain is not that much.
所以，对一个。不认为说信仰很重要，他怎么可能说让你一天休息呢？那是不可能的事情。
So for somebody who did not believe faith is so important, how could you spare a whole day out of a week to rest? That's impossible.
所以星期六在安息的时候，我的父亲呢，专门特别的派很多工作。
So on Saturdays, my father will arrange tons of work.
让自己很忙，让我妈妈很忙，做不完、啊。
So that both of them be very very busy, they couldn't finish.
可是我的母亲，她坚持说安息就是神的日子。
My mother, however, insists that this Saturday is a day for the Lord.
如果可以
，if possible，
她绝对要来教会。
She will try her best to come to church.
所以常常在安息的时候，她是全身就是像工作的一样的，利用一个空档跑到教会来，即使祷告了也没关系。
So even though she would work very hard and she would try to squeeze out every minute and run to the church and just pray, that would be enough.
因为那个是唯一她可以在教会里面很放心的、很倾心吐意的跟神祷告的时间。
That's the only time during the week that she can come to the church and set everything else aside and to pray to the Lord.
所以这样一个、这样一个、一个坚持的心呢，让她的信仰呢能够一直、一直得到力量。然后每一个礼拜都能够得到神的眷顾，一直这样子持续下去。
And because of her persistence, she was able to receive strength from God, and she was able to keep on doing this for a long time.
那所以从小呢，我看着我的妈妈这样子在持守信仰。
So ever since the day I started grow up, I noticed how my mother will hold on to her faith.
那个时候她都是慕道者。
And that time she was still a truth seeker.
那所以在小时候，其实我到过教会的次数很少。
So when I was little, I hadn't been to church many times actually.
我大部分的时间都是参加家庭聚会的。
Most of the time, I would just attend the family services.
所以当我看到我们的家庭聚会如果有小孩子参加的时候，我就觉得很，觉得很不错。
So whenever I see other kids in the family service, I really enjoy it.
因为家庭聚会是一个很重要的接受真理教导的一个。一个场合
because family service is a very important occasion for us to come close to God and receive the truth.
对我们今天来说，我们今天很多情况在教会里面的聚会，小孩子都要接受这样的教育。
And today, most of kids when they come to church, they will go to RE class.
真正能够参加成人聚会、家庭聚会是一个最好的途径。
And family service is the best vehicle for them to attend the service with adults together.
所以那个时候，我如果跟我的母亲，我们的小孩三个小孩呢，都去参加家庭聚会。
So time, my mother and the three of us, the three kids, will come to family services together.
是偷偷跑去的。
We all, go there in secret.
是要付出代价的。
Yet there's a price we need to pay.
因为我们知道回来的时候，可能有什么东西等着你啊。
Because we all knew that when we come back.There will be something there waiting for us.
不是被臭骂一顿
Either a rebuke,
不然就是被打
or some beating.
但是这个是我们小孩子的部分而已、啊、
That's only for us, the kids.
那我的妈妈她付出更大的代价
And mother will pay a heavier price.
她是利用她去洗衣服的时间跑去聚会的
She will use her time to do laundry to go to services.
那个时代洗衣服不是用洗衣机啊。
In that time, laundry, is not done through a washing machine.
你知道做农夫、农民，他们每天都要换衣服，换一堆衣服啊，很脏。
Because farmers, you have to change clothes every day, and the clothes get very dirty.
要把它端去水边，或是池塘，或者是有水的地方，把它洗干净。
You need to carry them to a water, source, either a pond or a river to wash them clean.
他是把这个洗衣服的时间拿去聚会的。
She will use this time to do laundry to go to service.
他回来的时候，赶快要把那衣服洗完。
So when she came back, she will have to hurry up and finish all the laundry.
他可能还要再花另外两个小时在洗衣服。
That will take at least another two more hours.
然后他还要再面对先生的逼迫。
And after that, she still have to face the persecution from her husband.
虽然是这样子
，even it was like this.
他还是每一周只要有这样机会。还是跑去了。
She would persistently go to family service every week.
就这样子，其实我们家一直到这个阶段里面都是慕道者的家庭了。
And all through those years, we are a true seeker family.
那个时候，我妈妈已经慕道到我小学、初中的时候，已经慕道了十几年了。
When I went to middle school.My mother has been seeking truth for over 10 years.
虽然是有去聚会，可是如果没有受洗，永远都是神家里的门外汉。
Even though she came to church to service all the time, without being baptized, she is always an outsider.
没有接受主耶稣宝血赦罪，不管你领受圣灵了，还是你懂了多少道理，都是跟主耶稣的恩典还没有关联。
Without the washing of the through Jesus' blood, no matter how many sermons have you listened to, how much you understand, it's always an outsider.
所以在经过了16年的慕道以后，
So after 16 years of true seeking，
我的妈妈决定一定要受洗。
My mother finally decided to get baptized。
那当时候我的父亲他自己也很清楚。
My father at that time he knew clearly too。
他知道一个人如果没有受洗，就不算属教会的。
He understood that if you are not baptized, you do not officially belong to the church。
可是受洗以后
，once you are baptized，
就好像一把刀，一刀就两断了。
Just like a knife when you cut it down。
从此跟这个罪恶的世界就没有关系。
You're separated away from the sinful world。
受洗以后就是属神的人。
Once you're baptized, you belong to God。
这个道理我父亲很清楚。
And my father understand that very clearly。
所以其实当时我妈妈在慕道的时候，她只是觉得你去没关系，反正你还没受洗，你还不是属教会的人。
So that's why when my mother was truth seeking, my daddy thought it was okay because she did not belong to the church. She wasn't baptized yet.
我自己的妈妈也了解。
And my mother understood that too.
因为每次因为她就是不能领圣餐。
Every time when they had a spiritual convocation, she couldn't partake of the Holy Communion.
她就不是属一个这个家庭里面的一份子。
She was not a member in the whole family.
所以在1980年的时候。
So in year 1980.
那一年，我妈妈下定决心。
My mother decided, made her determination.
她决定要用她的生命去换取主耶稣的恩典。
She decided to, she was willing to sacrifice her life in order to get the, blessing from God.
所以在那次灵恩布道会里面，她就事先跟我的父亲讲，我这一次我要受洗。
So,during that spiritual convocation, she told my father that she was going to be baptized this time.
那时候我爸爸跟他回答说：“你去啊。”
My answer from my father was just go.
你去啊。
If you go,
意思就很清楚了哈。
It is in a very menacing tone and was quite clear.
但是虽然是这样子，知道说明明有一个什么东西在等着他。
Even though my mother knew that something would be waiting for her.
那个时候。我是初中三年级。
At time I was, in middle school.
国中三年级的时候正忙。
And was a very busy time for a student at that time.
在台湾那个时候还要考联考。
Because we need to go to a very tough exam in order to go to high school.
没有时间参加聚会。
There's no time for me to go to church.
因为学校一直补习。
Because there are so much homework.
所以灵会时间，其实我都没办法参加。
So I didn't have the time to go to.Attend the spiritual convocation.
可是那一次，我们在那时候的那个洗礼是星期六下午。
At that time, we held water baptism in the Saturday afternoon.
那个时候，我的妈妈去受洗回来之后，那个晚上。
So the night when my mother came back from her water baptism.
那个时候，我跟我的姐姐在家里。
At that time, my sister and I was at home.
我哥哥已经在外面读书了。
My older brother was outside studying somewhere else.
那天晚上就真的是风暴。
So that night was indeed very stormy night.
因为受洗，你就是属神的。
Because once my mother was baptized, she belonged to God.
那个晚上的吃饭非常的紧张。
And that was a very tense night at dinner table.
那当小孩子其实知道暴风雨要来了。
As a kid, we can sense that the heavy storm was coming.
但是那时候你有两条路。
There are two choices for us.
第一个，你留在家里。
First, we can stay at home.
第二，你离开。
Or we can choose to get out.
跑掉吧。
Run away.
那时候我的母亲选择留下来。
My mother decided to stay.
那时候她已经决定说，如果今天不管发生什么事情。即使死了也没关系。
So she decided that no matter what happened, even if she had to die today, it was okay.
因为已经受洗在主耶稣的宝血里面了。
Because she is already baptized, she is covered by Jesus' blood.
这个救恩已经有把握了。
And she is assured of the salvation.
那天晚上，我妈妈其实说实在是很可怜。
So it was very sad.
她被这样子打了个很长的一段时间，但是我当小孩子在旁边却是没办法做什么。
She was bitten for a very long time. As a kid, I couldn't do anything to help her out.
她那个脚跟她的身体是大概都是黑青的。
And her foot and her body, whole body is covered with black bruises.
那个时候的外婆外公他们也知道这个女儿会接受会遭到这样的这逼迫。
So at the time, my maternal grandparents knew also that their daughter was going to be persecuted because of this.
但是我的外公外婆很拼命地为他们祷告。
And they tried their best to pray for her.
他没有出面去干涉什么。
They didn't come to rescue her physically.
因为他觉得这个已经是主耶稣交在主耶稣手上了。
Because they felt they have already given this to Jesus Christ.
后来隔一天呢，我跑去找我的外婆。
So the next day, I went to find my maternal grandmother.
那我的外婆问我说到底怎么一回事的。
So she asked me what happened.
我都跟她讲怎么发生的。
So I told her the whole story.
她就说感谢主，还命还活着。
So she said, "Thank Lord, she's still alive."
其实已经比她所预期的还好了。
This is already better than she anticipated.
那这个是，就在那个时候，我妈妈用生命的坚持。胜过了这个逼迫。
So at that time, she with her persistence, she overcame the persecution.
那个时候，在我的一个心灵里面，我有一个很大的问号。
That time, I had a very big question mark in my heart.
因为从小一直到读书的时候，对道理其实不是很用心。
Because when I was small, I didn't pay attention to the teaching.
可是在这件事情里面我一直在想这到底是怎么一回事让我的妈妈愿意用生命去换取。
So at that time I started to wonder what exactly happened such that my mother willing to sacrifice her life for this.
她用生命去坚持这个信仰。
And why was she so persistent even at the price of her life?
这个一定有道理的。
There must be a reason.
因为她可以很轻易的放弃然后过一个很快乐的生活。
Because Alternatively, she could easily give up everything and have a very, very nice, very happy life.
因为这是个唯一的障碍。
And this is only problem in our house.
但是她选择坚持。
And she chose to be persistent.
所以那个时候我在心里在想，我一定要好好的把它查清楚，这个到底是怎么一回事，让我的妈妈愿意这样做。
So at that point, I decided to find out exactly what it is that make my mother make this kind of choice.
这个是我开始想要去查考信仰的一个来源。
And this is the original reason why I wanted to study the Bible, the truth.
后来我有机会到外面去读高中。
So later I had the opportunity to move out of my village to go to high school.
我到去外面去读书的时候，是我第一次可以很自由的，没人管，而且不是没人管，就是没有担忧的，可以自由参加教会的聚会。
And that was the first time in my life that I can have this freedom that nobody will control me, that I can go to church services on my own.
因为那个时候，我每次聚会的时候，心里都在担心说，哎，我现在回去，我爸爸不知道会不会在家。
Because before that, when every time I went to church, I would need to worry what's going to happen when I go home.And how am I going to face my father?
所以那个时候的心其实都是心上掉一块石头。
So every time when I go to church, I'll be really heavily burdened.
可是当我到外面去读书，我可以自由参加聚会的时候，我发现说，哎呀，这个道理实在太好了。
Once I started high school, when I was able to go to church without any worry, then it was such a wonderful feeling.
我那时候到台南教会去聚会。
At that time, I went to Tainan Church to go to service.
当时的教会是每一天晚上都聚会。
At that time, they will have service every night of the week.
所以在读高中的时候，我开始每一天晚上参加聚会。
So in the beginning, actually, I attended service every night.
不管我的工作有多忙。
No matter how busy my study was.
我觉得这个道理我一定要先去听。
I felt like I have to go to listen to this teaching.
天天查考，想要了解这个道理，这个道到底是与不是。
I will study the truth every day in order to figure out exactly what it is.
那我查考了一年多之后
After about a year,
我那时候我决定要受洗
I decided to be baptized myself.
所以在1981年的时候11月的时候我就受洗
So I was baptized in October 1981.
我受洗的时候，感谢神，那个时候传道没有问我说你的父母亲知不知道。
Thank Lord, the pastor did not ask me at my baptism whether my parents knew about this.
因为我知道，我如果跟我爸爸讲，他绝对说不用的啦。
Because if I have to tell my father, he will say no, of course.
那是不可能的事情。
That's impossible for him.
对他来说、啊，所以那时候我选择这个信仰，既然我查考，我明白，我要坚持，所以我觉得这个信仰比我去寻我的父亲的意见更重要。
So the time I decided that it was on my own, and it's much more important for me to make this decision myself, rather than asking my having to ask my father.
因为我的母亲给我设了一个榜样。
Because my mother has set a very good example for me.
所以当时候传道问我说：“哎，你到底你决定了吗
？”So at the time when the pastor asked me, "Have you really decided?"
我说：“是的，我决定了。
”I told him that yes, I have decided.
传道也就这样子，就那时候有几个青年，其实都是跟我同样类似的情况受洗。
And there was actually a couple other youth at the time, and they had a similar situation, and they all were all baptized together.
所以在那个时候，我在读高中的时候，我就受洗归入主的名下。
And that was how I was baptized in my high school years.
那个时候开始接受教会中的教育。
So from that point on, I started to attend the RE classes in the church.
那个时候我一个心里有一个很大的想法。
The time I had a thought in my mind.
因为当我在聆听道理的时候，我发现说主耶稣这个道理实在是太美好。
So because when I was listening to the teaching, I figured this is such a wonderful news.
传道所讲的每一句话都是从圣经里面讲出来的。
Everything that the pastor say is from the Bible.
而且是一句接一句，都是从圣经里面这样引串起来，就是一篇非常让你听得很感动的讲章。
And every sentence by sentence, they will quote from the Bible, and in the end, they become such a wonderful teaching, and it will touch my heart.
所以当时候在高中的时代，我花好多时间在教会里面，在教会里面参加聚会、参加活动。
So during my high school years, I spent lots of time in church, attending service as well as other things in the church.
在教会里面发现说，在这里实在太好了。
It was such a wonderful time to be in the church.
因为在这里有弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Because here there's a love of brothers and sisters.
好多长辈就像妈妈、叔叔、伯伯、阿姨这样子在关心这些外出的青年。
There are so many loving brothers and sisters. They treat us as their own sons, and they take care of us.
那教会里面的传道呢，给我们立了一个很好的榜样。
And the pastor also set very good examples for us.
所以那个时候，我那个心里的想法就是，哎呀，如果能够当传道服侍神，不知道多好。
So at that time, I had this idea that it'd be so wonderful for me if I can become a pastor someday.
就在那个时候，我有一个想要当传道的念头。
And that was when this idea came about.
因为从我小时候在读初中的时候，我就有一个，就在想说，我到底以后要做什么。
So that was when I was even in the middle school, junior high, I was wondering what I should do when I grow up.
什么才是最有意义的工作
？What's the most meaningful job?
去工作赚钱吗
？Is it to find a job and make some money?
我觉得好像还缺少什么。
I thought that was still lacking something.
但是我发现说当老师不错。
Then I realized it's kind of nice to be a teacher.
所以那个时候我小时候我就想说我以后要当老师。
And I decided to become a teacher when I was in middle school.
一直到我高中的时候我还是有这样的想法。
And I had that idea until high school.
可是当我受洗以后到教会里面来查考道理以后。
So after I was baptized and I came to church to study the truth.
那时候就有两个选择了。
Now I had two choices.
哎，我觉得如果能够服侍神在教会里面不知道有多好。
I figure it would be such a wonderful experience to come to church to serve God.
但是可能吗?
But is that possible?
那时候我问我自己。
So I had this question for myself.
其实以当时来看真的是很难。
From the point of view at that time was actually quite difficult.
但是这个想法一直在我的心里面。
However, that did not take away that idea in my mind.
其实我都没有跟其他人讲。
I never shared that idea with anybody else.
甚至后来我结婚跟我太太，我没跟她讲。
Not even until when I got married with my wife, I didn't even share.
但是这个心呢，是逐渐的一直在显明了。
However, the idea kept growing in my mind.
等到我读高中以后
after I attended, finished my high school.
要考大学。
When was time for me to go to college.
当在台湾那个时代。
At that time in Taiwan.
你想要当老师。
If you want to be a teacher.
只有两条路。
There are only two ways to go.
第一，你如果不是高中时代读师专。
First of all, if you do not go to a teacher's special high school.
那是五年制的专科学校。
Then that was a five-year study.
不然就是你大学的时代呢，能够考上师范大学。
Alternatively, you can go to a normal school, normal college. So when you graduate from high school.
所以你才有机会当老师。
And that was the second choice.
如果没有
，If not，
对不起，你没有资格。
There's no way you can become a teacher.
很不幸的，我当时考试没有考上师大。
Unfortunately, my exam score was not high enough for me to go to a normal university to become a teacher.
那个时候我在想说啊，那大概这辈子到底要做什么呢
？So that time I started to wonder what I should do when I grow up.
可是那时候我想还有一个机会。
I figured there may be another chance.
我如果去大学里面当老师呢
？What if I go to what if I become a professor in a university?
因为那是有可能的。
That's still possible.
不用接受这个限制啊。
You do not have to go through all those strict criteria.
所以当时候，这两条路一直在我心里面在挣扎。
So at that time, I still have these two choices in my mind.
但是我很清楚，在教会工作，为神服侍神是世界上最有意义的工作。
But one thing was clear to me was that is the most meaningful job in the world is to come to church and serve God.
然后之后呢，就发生了一些事情。
A few things happened at that time.
可是因为时间的关系呢，所以我今天只能够为主耶稣做见到这个地方。
However, because of the time constraint, I have to stop here.
下一次如果还有机会呢，再跟大家分享为什么我能够从想要当老师到学校里面去，能够走上来当传道这条路。
You have an opportunity next time. I'll share with you why I chose from the two choices. I chose to become a pastor.
愿将一切荣耀颂赞都归给天上的神。
The glory and praises to our heavenly Father.
愿以上所说的能够对弟兄姐妹有造就。
May this be edifying for every brother and sisters.
我们同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen.
Thank Lord for such a wonderful testimony.
因为时间的关系，那我们就休息12分钟，我们接着下面的祷告会。
Because we're running out of time, let's all have a 12 minutes break. Then we'll have a prayer session.